Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
I am working here since October 2010, so it's nearly 2 years now.
We wanted to obviously have parents, young people, staff, and everybody contributing to something really, which I believe, very beautiful.
They've been training for the last 8 weeks. They're doing very well, actually. Like, you know, they're a bit apprehensive because some of them have never been on the water before, but they're really enjoying it, like, and it's a great opportunity for them, like, you know.
My name is Ian McCarthy. I found training hard at times when the wind wasn't there because we couldn't sail. We broke a couple of masts at the same time.
Welcome to Mehel Mara at the heart of Cork Harbour, a five-part documentary series that looks at one particular community group in Cork City that focuses on the preservation of tradition, culture and maritime heritage, along with the Irish language. Mehel Mara at the heart of Cork Harbour documents how this small community group has mushroomed and evolved into a multifaceted community and boat building organisation that involves itself in various projects ranging from on Rossmore, the Ocean to City race, surveying boats in the west of Ireland, and keeping the ancient art of Cork building alive and well in Cork City. Hello and welcome to Mehel Mara at the heart of Cork Harbour. In programme one, we looked at how Mehel Mara evolved as a community programme. In programme two, we explored all the different opportunities that are available within Mehel Mara to upskill. In programme three, we focused on the Fionn Barra boat and the project called Bedoracht. And in today's programme, programme four, we'll be taking a look at the Ocean to City race on Rossmore, which has dominated Cork City as a maritime festival for a number of years now. My name is Cathy O'Hare, and with me in studio today is Siobhan McCarthy, the events manager for On Rossmore, the Ocean to City race. Siobhan, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you tell us how the idea for Ocean to City started?
Well, the idea for Ocean to City came from Padraig O'Donnell, who founded Mehel Mara. He went to a very similar event in London called the Great River Race and took part. It's a handicap pursuit race as well. So he brought the first curragh to the Great River Race and won the first prize overall. That gave him the dream, really, to start an event, a similar event in Cork Harbour. And when the Capital of Culture 2005 came to town, it really gave the opportunity for funding and backing for the event. So that's really where the idea came from.
How did you get involved with the race then?
I came in to help out a friend who was working on the race, and I really enjoyed it. I really loved the cultural side of it. I think the boats are beautiful. I love the work that I was doing, meeting people and different crews and the excitement of the event itself. So I started in 2005 as an assistant, and from 2006 onwards, I was the event manager.
Okay, and so can you give us a brief overview of the event itself and the surrounding events that happen that are dotted along the harbour?
Okay, it's a handicap pursuit race, as I said earlier on. So what that basically means is that it's open to all different types of craft. So it's open to boats as big as dragon boats, which can carry 16 people, right down to kayaks. And what we do is we handicap the boats and we set off the slowest craft first, and the fastest ones leave at the back end of the fleet. And the idea is that they'll all come together going up the harbour, and that makes for a more spectacular finish line. So it's basically a race, and we've worked very hard over the past 8 years to build it up into a maritime festival event for the city as well, including other events along the way. Like for the last 2 years, we've had the Cork Harbour Summer School, which is really a series of lectures and a networking event in the Port of Cork. We've had kids make a model boat competitions in conjunction with Councillor Kieran McCarthy. We've had film events in the Triskel. We've just really tried to expand the programme into a real maritime festival.
So the race itself is 15 nautical miles?
Yes, it's 15 nautical miles, approximately 22 kilometres. We offer a few different versions of the race. The main race is out to Roaches Point, up past Cove.
From Crosshaven.
From Crosshaven. Sorry, starts in Crosshaven at the Royal Cork Yacht Club, out to Roaches Point, past Cove, over to Monkstown, up past Passage, and then across Lochmahan and up past Blackrock. We finished then at Lapps Quay in the city centre under the first bridge. We offer shorter versions of that race then to some people. The youngsters, we give them a youth race from Blackrock Castle up to the finish line, which is approximately 3 miles. And if we have some people who feel they can't do the whole race, they have an option to start in Monkstown, which is a shorter race. It's about 8 miles. So it's really open to all types of people, all levels of rowers, we'll say. Kayaks, we don't send them out to Roaches Point because we could lose them. They're a little bit small. So the kayaks and some of the less seaworthy boats, depending on the weather conditions, will go directly from Crosshaven over to Cove and continue up from there.
I suppose one of the most remarkable feats about the race is the amount of volunteers that get involved.
Yes,
with the event.
We're absolutely blessed with the number of volunteers that we have. Over the years, we've built up some volunteers who come back year after year. They get a lot out of it, and we get a lot out of meeting them, really. We have about, this year, I think we had 143 volunteers. So managing the volunteers alone is a job in itself, really. At the start, there were a lot less volunteers, and every one of them became your friend, and you got to know them all by name. And now what we've done is we've broken it down that there's team leaders to cover each area. So we'd have a team of volunteers who would cover registration and deregistration, and they'll report back to their team leader. And if there's an issue there, then the team leader can contact me or one of the core team. Similarly, we'd have groups of volunteers who would manage stewarding, shore safety, on the water safety, boat launch, boat recovery and logistics.
And so essentially the project is run by the people, for the people, we'll say.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really, I think the ethos of Mahalmara is one of inclusion, and we try very hard to ensure that everybody, regardless of their capabilities, that they can come along and get involved in the Ocean to City event. And now with us spreading out into a festival event, it means that there's more opportunities for people to do that. They may not be interested in what's happening on the water, but they might have an interest in maybe the film aspect or something creative along the lines of art or something like that, that they can bring to the event. It's for the people.
Can you give us an idea of the logistics involved and the organisation side of it? How long before the race do you start working on the event?
Well, I work part-time all year round. I take 2 months off in the summer, but there are other jobs in Mahalmara that kind of take me away from Ocean to City, we'll say, probably up until about Christmas. And then after Christmas, I'd start concentrating wholly on the race, or solely on the race. It involves ringing round past participants, ringing round past volunteers, checking in with them, seeing how they're fixed for this year, looking at the tides, looking at safety, applications to the city to close roads, planning. There's always little tweaks and changes to the route, or, you know, there's little changes to the plan. But we have a really good safety record. And actually the Great River Race, which is the race that we model ourselves on, they've now modelled their safety on our safety. So that's really a good thing.
How does somebody get involved, either as a volunteer or as a crew member?
As a crew member, you'd need to join a crew. I suppose you could find a rowing club close to yourself. The type of boats that we accept in Ocean to City are, it's focused generally on traditional type of boats. Mahalmara is a boat builders based in Cork City Centre, and we build curraghs and we build traditional wooden boats and repair wooden boats. So the type of boats that people might think take part in Ocean to City are curraghs and wooden boats, but we also open out into dragon boats, various different types of fiberglass boats. There's some sliding seat boats which are designed to row in the ocean. They're called French yawls. Obviously, the kayaks have been invited along as well. So the kayak race is really a race within the race. So you could do it in any type of boat. If you want to become part of a crew, then you need to become part of a crew. If you want to do it in a kayak, basically you need to learn how to kayak. And you'd want to be training in the run-up to the race, probably you'd want to be out training maybe for 2-hour stretches for a couple of nights a week. It's more of a marathon than a sprint. Lots of the Curragh races in the country are sprint races, but this is really a marathon race because of the distance.
So is there potential to maybe build a Curragh in Mehelmara and then enter the Curragh into the race?
We have had children who've come to us through various youth projects who've built boats and they've taken part in Ocean to City, and it's a fantastic opportunity for them, for something for them to aim for, to get out in the water and you know, do the race and get to the end and get their medal. And yeah, exactly.
Okay, now we're going to listen to Ronan Leonard, who interviewed Siobhan on the day of the race. And Ronan will be speaking with some of the rowers from the Bantry Bay longboat, the Fionnbarra, as they prepare for the launch of the Ocean to City race.
My name is Siobhan McCarthy and I am the event manager of the Ocean to City race.
Beautiful. And how's it gone today? You've just finished registering everyone?
We've just finished registering everyone. We've just about finished launching everyone and it's gone fantastically well. Beautiful. Delighted.
And how long is today's course?
Today's course, well, some of the faster people in surf skis would do it in just under 2 hours, and some of the slower boats might take up to about 4 hours to do it.
Okay.
So it's a handicap pursuit race, which means that we've got slow and fast craft. The slowest people go off first and the fastest go off last, and then hopefully the whole group comes together and finishes together at the finish line.
And in terms of distance, how long is the race?
The race is, there's two races. One is the ocean race and one is the city race. The ocean race is about 15 nautical miles. It's out to the mouth of the harbour, out to Roaches Point. And the city race, as we call it, is from Crosshaven directly across to Cove and then on up the harbour to Monkstown Passage, Cross Lochmahon, Black Rock, and they finish up at Laps Quay.
Beautiful. And do you know how much distance that roughly is? Or long
the shorter
enough?
Race is long enough, yeah. It's about 12 nautical miles. Miles.
Beautiful. And do you know how many competitors we have, or boats and competitors?
I do. I have almost 130 boats in the race today, and that equates to about 400 competitors. But I also have a huge number of volunteers. I have 147 volunteers on and off the water today. I've got 28 safety craft out there looking after my rowers. So I'm pretty much happy there in safe hands.
Okay, and one final question. Are you excited or are you exhausted? Or what ratio of the two?
I'm a little bit of both. I think I found my second gear. I had 3 hours sleep last night, which was 3 hours more than I had this time last year. So I'm feeling a bit better than I was then.
Surely it's second wind that you're...
Yeah, I know. Second wind. Yeah, so I hope to be dancing on the table somewhere in Cork tonight. And tomorrow I think I'll probably fall asleep fairly early.
Fionnbarra boat, we're number 86 on the day.
And are you all limbered up and ready to go?
Ready to rock, yeah. We've been training for the last 3 or 4 months, so ready to go, yeah, I think.
So, my name is Andy Braden. This is Sean and Rob.
Beautiful. And what boat are you with?
We're with the Fionnbarra boat crew.
Beautiful. So, what do you make of today's weather? Are you feeling confident?
It's not too sunny, which is good, and the wind was going to help us all the way up, except for the start, so okay. That's great.
And have you been doing much training for this year's event?
Yeah, mostly Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, and then some Tuesday mornings as well, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And we do a lot of weight training as well.
Jane Fonda work.
In pint increments.
Left hand, right hand.
And how do you feel against, were you all involved in last year's race as well?
I was.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I haven't been for a few years. Yeah.
Okay, and how do you feel about today's race? Do you think you're in it to win it? How well do you think you finished?
I think this is the first year, I think the Fionnbarra has kind of been categorised as competition. I think we're racing against the Dragon Broads and a two-handed...
A Curragh, isn't it?
Yeah, 200 Curragh. So
it'll be interesting.
I would be in for a good chance.
It's a handicap
for
us.
Marie is my name, Marie Drew, and I'm rowing in Fionnbarra, which is a Bantry longboat. This is my first time rowing the race, even though I've been involved since the race started in 2005. I've been involved in the youth section every year, but this year I decided to do something different, so I'm going for it.
My name is Stefan Wolf, and I'm on the Fjumbara as well. I would have been there before as well. I haven't rode now for the past 3 years or so. But so I'm helming together with Marie. So we're going to change around between rowing and helming the boat. And I'm looking forward to the challenge. We initially thought we were just the only boat in the category. There was nothing to look forward to, but it turns out actually we are competing.
Oh, okay.
So we will go for it.
Okay.
My name is Jürgen Faulstich, and I'm involved in the Dragon Boats. You know, 40-foot long boat, 16 people in it, a drummer and a helmsman. And last year, actually, we were so slow. We were told by the Navy, pull out at Blackrock Castle. We didn't make it at all. And this year, we just want to win it. You know, four boats in the race.
And Fjumbara will compete against the likes of him.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you in the same group?
We were in the same group.
Oh, la, la.
How many boats are in this year's group between you?
Five.
Okay,
five.
So you're all going for a top five finish at least, is it?
We aim for it, right.
Okay. And how much particular training have you put in for this year's race?
Well, for as far as Fjumbara is concerned, we've been out solid for the past 2 months, twice to three times a week.
We are just canoeist friends, sort of a loose organization of sort of hippies and flippies. We didn't really put training into it, but we are quite fit, all right. So
you're getting your excuses in early. So
yeah.
David is my name.
My name's Jason, and this is my first sail doing it. I haven't done anything like this before, so it was just that Dave was saying that there were spaces, so I said it's something to do, and you can say you've it done.
Perfect.
So hopefully everything will go great.
And have you been doing much training for it?
No, not really. Not really. I've done nothing.
A couple of sausage rolls and some breakfast
all carbs.
Rolls.
Yeah,
all carbs.
Yeah. And so have you any tips for the novice next year?
Just cushion for your arse.
Mm.
That's it, really. Just kind of psych yourself up, get comfy,
and
keep paddling.
And enjoy a few pints later.
That's
tonight.
It, exactly. Oh, that's exactly.
So, are you expecting to medal at all?
Yeah, small bit. But we're just looking forward to the day. We're just looking forward to the day.
Okay.
Tim Lutley, the Cork City Manager, and we have a City Council team in a dragon boat in for the boat trip.
And I'm Councillor Terry Shannon, the Lord Mayor of Cork, and of course Admiral of the Port, and we're very confident of having a very successful race today against the county dragon boat, I should say, and we have every expectation that we'll be in the city long before the county, our colleagues in the county are seen on the horizon.
Okay. And have you been doing much particular training for this particular race?
Well, if we divulge our tactics now, we'd have to kill you. So let let it be said that we're very confident of our abilities.
It has been suggested, right, that we were training in the Atlantic pond and around the lock at times as well, but there's no truth in that rumour.
That's a malicious rumour, actually.
It's a malicious rumour. Absolutely malicious rumour.
And have you been involved with these races before?
I've never done it personally, so I'm looking forward to it.
Not have I, but the City Council have had races or have had entrants in the past, and we've all the members of staff actually in other rowing boats. This is a dragon boat, but there are rowers as well, and we have a number of senior management team in rowing boats as well. And of course the whole Ocean City is organised by Mihal Mara, and which is sponsored and organised by Cork City Council, and it's a marvellous event, really. It's really coming on the bank holiday weekend, where we have the City Marathon later on as well, so there's going to be a great atmosphere up in the city for the whole bank holiday weekend, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, full credit to Mihal Mara. They're doing a superb job, and they're doing not just a superb job in organising this, but in raising the whole profile of boat building and what they do themselves in terms of their own work inside the city. It's a superb group, and so it's probably the best weekend in the year in the city, I would say. You know, with loads of festivals like the film festivals, the choral festival, everything, which are all superb, but there's something different about this weekend. It's full of activity, and it's everybody can participate, and that's the beauty of it, really, you know.
And you know what Mihal Mara have done? They've really reintroduced people to traditional boat building and rowing, which has been a great there's a great history of rowing in our harbour, and in the inner harbour, certainly up around the marina with all the rowing clubs, you know. So Mihal Mara really have brought all that kind of history back to people, and it'll be on show, and our maritime history and heritage will be on show now for the weekend, you know.
Perfect. And finally, what kind of time do you think you'll hit today to win it?
Oh, we'll be sub 3 hours.
Absolutely,
yeah. Same. Similar to what we'll do in, similar to the marathon on Monday. So 3 hours. Is that right?
Cheer from the crowd. Yay! Yay!
And that was some of the participants in the Ocean to City race before the race began, from the Mehelmara crew, the Fionn Barra, and some of the other participants. Siobhan, when is the Ocean to City race?
In the past, Ocean to City has been on the same weekend as Cork City Marathon, but we are tide dependent. The race must start at the turn of the tide, or normally maybe about an hour before the tide turns, so that when the boats are coming up the harbour, they have the additional help of the tide behind them to help them up the harbour. They couldn't really do it against an outgoing tide. So we are tied with the tide, basically. Next year, in 2013, it looks like the tide will not be very favourable on the bank holiday weekend. So the decision has yet to be made about what will happen. It may run in reverse, or the weekend may be changed.
OK, so and how many boats in total enter the race, and how many participants are there as well?
There's approximately about 130 boats, 130 craft take part every year. It's building slowly. This year we had a bit of a drop off from the UK crews because their queen was having her jubilee on the same weekend. So she had 1,000 boats on the Thames that weekend. But I would be hopeful that the UK crews will come back again next year. It equates to about 400 participants, 400 people on the water. And to mind them, we have approximately 25 safety boats on the water who are moving around along with them. So that's probably about another 60 people on the water looking after them.
Okay. And then you've got the 150 volunteers.
Yes.
On shore or offshore? Offshore.
Some of those will be our on the water volunteers, but some of them are on shore as well.
I believe the county mayor and the city Lord Mayor had a bet about who would win. And then, did you not hear this?
No.
Or the county mayor gave the city mayor a wet fiver.
Today. No, I didn't hear about that.
And we're just going to listen to a clip on the day of the race with yourself and a few others, Siobhan. What other kind of events are going on during the week's festivities?
Well, race day itself is very exciting, but outside of that, we've tried to build it into a week-long maritime festival for Cork. We have a naval vessel in the city, and we had tours on board that, which is always really popular with families. On the Monday then was Cork City Marathon, but we also had Cork Harbour Angling Day, where people had a special rate to go out and try out some angling in the harbour from various points around the place. There was boats who left from Cove, Monkstown, Lauraghada, and it was just a nice way to get people out in the water. On the Tuesday evening, there were tours of Haulbowline Naval Base, which was lovely. There was about 30 people turned up to go down and have a look at our naval base. And on the Wednesday, we had a very popular event where we gave people a chance to try out a curragh or try out a dragon boat. Mehelmara owns 4 dragon boats. These take a crew of 16 people each. And we had, I'd say, about 150 people came down to try out the 2 types of boats. The dragon boats are great fun. And you asked me earlier if anyone wanted to try out to enter the race. There is an opportunity, if you can get a crew together, to come along and do the race in a dragon boat. It's paddling rather than rowing, but it's a lot of fun. And the people who do it, even though they get very wet, have a great day. Some of the other events that were happening was we had a lovely film evening in the Triskel, in the new cinema in the Triskel Christchurch in Cork. And on the Friday, we had the Port of Cork Summer School, which is a series of lectures and a networking event. And it was on the theme of Cork Harbour's place in the world. So it was looking at Cork Harbour, what it means to outsiders looking in and what it means to us looking more closely at different destinations within the harbour. Councillor Ciarán McCarthy also facilitated a make a model boat competition for the Sunday the 10th. And on the day, on race day itself, we had a lead cycle down to Monkstown, where people came along and they were taken down to Monkstown by bicycle. They stopped, they had a nice picnic, they watched some of the rowers going by, and they came back up again. The weather wasn't great in 2012, but we've been blessed with the weather every other year, so you can't be lucky every year.
Okay, thanks very much, Siobhan.
You're very welcome.
And now the rest of the programme is dedicated to the volunteers and participants of the Ocean to City race. But first, I spoke with Diarmaid Mulcahy, who is the coordinator of the ever-expanding youth race down at Blackrock Castle. Diarmaid, you're organising the event in Blackrock Castle here today for the Ocean to City race. What have you got lined up?
So today, yeah, we're at Blackrock Castle. We're going to set up the castle with boat displays, with some kids' entertainment, with some puzzle floors. We've got some drummers coming. We've got music and a wide variety. We've also got the Cope Foundation doing some kids' entertainment. Finally, we've got quite a lot of kids coming, so ranging from Oga Corky and Phoenix Kayakers, and we've also got two crews that have come from our North-South Cooperation Programme.
Okay.
They've come down from the Lagan side, so we've got some special visitors.
From Belfast?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and how many boats have you got going out?
So, yes, we've got 22 boats leaving from Blackrock Pier. That's 20 Corks, which will be 40 kids, and we've got two kayakers. We've also got 7 boats leaving from Monkstown, and we've got, I think, 110 boats leaving from Crosshaven.
Okay.
And they'll all merge into Laps Quay in Cork City Centre.
So what time is the finish, do you think?
Well, it starts at 10:30. They'll be leaving Blackrock. From the Blackrock Pier, they'll be leaving at 12:30. So finishes any time between 1:30 and maybe with our dragon boats, at least from Crosshaven. They're the slower crews. It might take them 4 hours. So that's 10:30, 2:30.
Okay, that's great. Listen, we'll see you at the finish line.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Trish, what group are you representing today?
Bishopstown Youth Project.
Okay, and what exactly are you doing?
Supervising them rowing. They've been training for the last couple of weeks. They've been training for the last 8 weeks.
Okay.
Rowing. They're doing very well, actually. Like, you know, they're a bit apprehensive because some of them have never been on the water before, but they're really enjoying it, like, and it's a great opportunity for them, like, you know.
And how many have you
got? I have 10 young people.
10. And what ages are they?
The youngest is 12 and the eldest is 15.
In the Ocean City race?
Yeah.
Who are you with? Which group?
The Lodge.
The Lodge. Is that a youth club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many's in your boat?
Two.
Two?
Three boats.
That's three boats.
Three boats, that's two in each.
Okay, and how do you feel about the race?
I already did it.
Okay, last year?
I did it 2 years ago. I came third, I think.
Oh, wow. Well done, that's good. So your hopes are high this year?
First.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Ronan Leonard, and I'm down here in Crosshaven on this pretty dismal June morning, nice and early, interviewing some of the volunteers who've donated all their time and skills to organising the Ocean to City race event. I'll also be talking to some of this year's participants about different aspects of the process, from training for the event, why they chose to participate, and how they think they are going to fare in this year's epic sea marathon from the ocean right into Cork City.
And Lucy Briggs.
Okay.
And Richard.
And what club have you come from?
Hamble River Rowing Club.
And we come from Southampton.
Oh, beautiful. A fine... that's got a bit of a marine tradition, just a bit smaller.
Yes,
smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit, yeah.
Does your boat have a particular name?
Well, it's called Crazy Daisy, as you can see. Yeah. And it's very Daisy branded and themed.
Okay.
As are we.
Yeah. And, oh, yes, for the record, they're wearing earrings and... things that you put in your hair. What do you call them? Look at me.
Daisies.
Yeah, daisies in your hair. And are you a full-time club team?
Well, yeah, we've been rowing together for a year. We got together last year.
We joined the club, liked rowing so much, we bought our own boat.
Yes.
And that's why this is so important today. Yeah.
Okay. Is this its debut race?
It's first proper big race, yes.
Jürgen Apple.
Connor, Apple.
Nick, Apple as well.
Bernard, Apple.
Brilliant. So you've four brothers, is it? Beautiful. So is this your first year involvement with the race as a team?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have marine experience?
Only dipping the toes in the water, that's about it.
Princess Kelly, Teelan Rowan Club.
Norman Farr, Francis Rowan, Teelan Rowan.
And your official team uniforms tell me you've travelled a couple of miles today, have you?
Yeah, Donegal.
Donegal, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And have you participated in this race before?
Yeah, last year. We've done it last year in the quarter.
And how do you feel you did?
I've done very well. We've done it first time, I've done very well with it.
Four time.
Beautiful. And have you done this race before?
Last year, it's first.
year, yeah.
And how did you do?
Over 3 hours last year.
Okay, and have you been doing much extra training for this year?
Oh, we have. We've done the Celtic with the road over to Wales there 3 weeks ago, so we did.
Oh.
that took 24 hours, okay. So we've done a bit of training for that. Like.
Okay, and how do you feel you're going to do today? Do the conditions suit you?
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Great man.
Hopeful of a good race.
Okay, and yeah. Do you reckon you're going to win it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Go for it. Go for it.
Brilliant, have a great one. And can I get an old cheer from the team? There we go.
My name is Stephen Gallagher and I started at 7 this morning and we basically just put up all the barriers and stuff, you know, and for about a half an hour then I was doing the demonstration of how to build the corrucks and how it's done and stuff like, and that was it basically, like, you know.
Cool. And is this your first year involved with the Ocean of the City?
No, this is my second year now. Like, okay. So, yeah. Last year now was same, like, busy enough, like, yeah. Same work as well, like, as I done last year, so.
And what do you make of today's weather? Is it making a character building?
Well, it's all right. It could be worse, like, you know.
My name is Elaine Falvey and I'm the team lead of the public safety stewards of the boardwalk.
Beautiful. So, and what made you decide to volunteer for the event this year?
I'm a member of Na Bhoga Corcaigh, that's the host club, and so I've rode the race the last few years.
Okay, so is this your first year, we'll say, on dry land to do with the festival?
Yes.
And do you miss the do you miss the water?
Yes, I miss the water.
Have you already? So what's your plans for next year?
We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, okay. There we go. And do you enjoy volunteering with the event today?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Meeting a lot of different types of people.
We're Riam O'Shea and I have a lot of friends who are involved in Na Bhoga Corcaigh in Blackrock, so I decided to support them for the event. I'm not a rower myself, but I see how much they enjoy it and the benefits of the club, and so I decided to support it.
And so what you mean is you're not a rower yet?
No.
Yeah.
Good. Exactly.
And is this your first year involved with the Ocean to City?
It is,
Have you enjoyed the day?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And
have the drummers across the road helped keep your energies up?
Well, they have, and I imagine if you're actually rowing and crossing the line, it's a great way to finish it off. It keeps the energy going, you know.
And do you think you'll immediately agree to volunteer next year?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
My name is Marina Sheehan and I've been involved with, I suppose, organising the race, and here I am in Lapski coordinating the city centre event.
And how's the day gone for you so far?
As planned, everything is great. The weather isn't how we planned or hoped, but yeah, everything is great. Crew seem to be happy, volunteers seem to be happy. Just hope that people on the boardwalk are okay with the weather.
Beautiful. Yeah. And we're not even halfway through your working day yet, though, are we?
Not at all. I'll be
is
here.
This is the fun part.
This is the excitement. The past half an hour has been the exciting part, yeah.
And how is it compared with previous festivals or previous years with the race?
Sorry. I was involved in a different area previous years. I was doing deregistration, but this year seems a lot busier. There's more participants, more boats coming in, and yeah, it's bigger.
Beautiful.
Bigger and better.
Thanks very much. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'll be working on a safety boat with Cork City Civil Defence.
Okay, and have you worked on many of these races before?
I have done. We've done about 4 or 5 years of this, and we have a long tradition of working down here at the RCYC, and we have a good relationship with them.
Beautiful. And what do you make of the conditions today?
Conditions today aren't optimum, but they'll provide a small challenge, which is what the people here are looking for, is a challenge. That's why they do this task. So there might be a small bit of rain. There's a strong easterly breeze, but other than that, there's no small craft warning, so it's not too bad.
We have four boats, so there's four helms looking after each of the boats. Robbie here, Dave Mullins, Mick Murphy, and myself, Oisin Cray.
Beautiful.
And the boats will all be leaving together, so we'll be hoping to be fairly close for a bit of the race, and then there'll be a bit of a spurt on somewhere along the way.
And is there a large sum of money based on the winning
sure
of the four?
We wouldn't
pints
know anything.
Pints only.
Liquid prizes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And have you been doing, I hear you've been doing months of training for tonight's
months
race.
Months of training last
Absolutely.
Night.
Yes.
I've been actually 3 years training.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
my third year.
Or your whole life.
Well, no, the big thing with these boats, I suppose, is that people who are on them generally haven't been on a boat before and haven't been on a dragon boat, and it's a relatively straightforward. It's a long old journey, but it's actually relatively easy. So
should take
it's a good opportunity for people to do the race without any particular preparation.
Yeah, cool. And in your experience, what do you make of the conditions today?
It's a pity the rain is coming.
Yeah, it's raining very
testing
heavy.
Would be the,
it's raining
the
in West Cork at the moment. But yeah, hopefully if we were on the water before it rains.
A little bit windy, but that'll be behind us in a while anyway, so it'll help us up the river. So it'll be too bad.
Here I am at Laps Quay, and some of the Kirks are furiously making their way to cross the finish line.
How does that differ on the water from the bigger boats or the smaller boats?
And the first Kirk has just crossed the finish line. As they pull up to the dock, they'll make their way up to the podium and then have a chat with the commentator. Hopefully I'll get to have a chat with them myself.
I'm walking, so I don't know about the guy with me, you know, I did all the work. And is it your first time doing Ocean of the City?
No, I'm about fifth, I'd say. I did it in Kilbar a few years ago, and this is my cousin Aidan, and we've done it three times also.
How did it fare up condition-wise to other years?
Really, it was today, it didn't stay fine, it's just, I was lovely to come back when the sun's shining, but a bit of rain, there's no harm at all, it cooled us down, and we need it.
All right, congratulations, run on. That's our camera on our first working level back this afternoon.
Andrew Malone from Malone Sea Scouts.
Cameron Newman, Malahide Sea Scouts.
Simon Pryor, Malahide Sea Scouts.
Pierce Ryan, Malahide Sea Scouts.
And Sean Clancy, also Malahide Sea Scouts.
And do you mind telling me where you came today in the race?
Well, we partake in a Sea Scout Rowan Regatta every year and a few races up in Dublin and the East Coast. And we just want something a little bit more challenging for today and give it a shot. And it was,
and you just happened to win it, was it?
Yeah, we came first back in. It was a lot easier than we thought. Yeah. These lads here were chickening out of doing the full race from Crosshaven, so maybe next year they might go for the
cool. And big one. How did you find the conditions out there?
Pretty good. Good, yeah. Yeah. The wind was good.
And it was right behind us coming up Lochman, so we absolutely lashed it across.
Yeah. And was it, did it push you at all, do you find?
Definitely so, yeah. Oh. But it'd be twice as long if it was going the opposite way and the tide was going the opposite way. So.
Cool.
Everything was helping.
And will we see you back here next year or so?
What do you reckon, lads?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Cheers, lads.
You've been listening to Programme 4 of Metal Mara at the Heart of Cork Harbour. In today's show, we spoke with Siobhan McCarthy, the events manager of On Ross Moor, which is the Ocean to City race, which has developed into a maritime festival spread over a week. I spoke with many of the participants, but also the volunteers and other workers that are involved in organising this wonderful event. And in Programme 5, I'll be speaking to Donal Lynch, who is the Secretary of the Board of Management in Metal Mara, and he'll be discussing all things cultural in related to maritime and Metal Mara.
The Traditional Boats of Ireland project at the first Glendower Summer School in 1994, and the end result of that 14 years later in 2008 was the publication of the book Traditional Boats of Ireland, which was a major work on that subject and recognised as such now.
You were working on that project for quite a long time.
Yes, it was a long project. There were, I think, 37 or 38 contributors to it, covered 60 or 70 boats.
I'll also be speaking with Stefan Wolf, who is affiliated with the rowing club in Cork City on Naevoga Corky, which sprung out of the Metal Mara group.
The ethos would be to encourage people to think about Cork of a maritime city, which it is, and maybe quite a few Corkonians mightn't consider themselves as being part of that community. So there's an active encouragement of people taking part in rowing, being out on the water, out on the river, out in the sea, if it comes to it, making use of all the beautiful waterways we have here in Cork. Now, the boats being very traditional, so I suppose in some sense in modern times they seem a bit of an anachronism, but they are absolutely beautiful vessels to have on the water. So they always attract interest.
You've been listening to the fourth programme in the series Metal Mara at the Heart of Cork Harbour. My name is Cathy O'Hare, and I'd like to thank both you, the listener, and the contributors for their help with the programme. Do stay tuned for the fifth and final in the series. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.